AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New details are emerging tonight about the shooting deaths of four U.S. Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The FBI's Ed Reinhold says the gunman, Mohammed Abdulaziz, had traveled overseas. They want to know more about that. As far as his weapons,
he did have at least two long guns
and a handgun. And Reinhold says some were bought legally and some were not.
He was wearing what we considered a load-bearing vest, meaning that it was a vest that he was able to carry additional magazines of ammunition.
Reinhold says they are working on a motive.
We are still trying to figure all of that out.
And until that can be worked out, officials are treating this as a terrorism investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
An Ohio company says Abdulaziz was conditionally hired as an engineer at a nuclear power plant in East Cleveland. He spent 10 days there before he was let go in May 2013 because he failed a background check. The company would not say why. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says a ban on carrying weapons at military recruiting centers should be eliminated. The Republican presidential candidate made the comments during a campaign event in Iowa. State police say a former convict shot five people, two of them fatally, during a rampage across several northern Maine towns. Lieutenant Sean Hashey says the rampage began with a barn fire on Thursday night at a home where guns and a vehicle were stolen, and then the 35-year-old suspect went to his brother's home where Anthony Lord beat him up.
25 minutes after that, there's a call from the residents where the barn had been burnt the previous evening, and that's where the man and woman were shot.
But police are still searching for a motive for the overnight shootings. This is AP Radio News. Former New York Congressman Michael Grimm was sentenced today to 8 months behind bars for tax evasion by a judge who says Grimm's moral compass needs adjustment.
Congressman, what can you say?
Michael Grimm was flanked by reporters as he left court but refused to comment. He pleaded guilty last year to aiding in the filing of a false tax return, a charge that stemmed from an investigation into the Staten Island Republicans' campaign financing. The crime included exploiting immigrant laborers, some who were paid as little as $4.60 an hour. Judge Pamela Chen said he knew what he was doing was illegal, wrong, and criminally punishable. Grimm, of all people, knew better, she said. Julie Walker, New York.
NASDAQ has logged its best week in nearly 9 months as Google stock surged $65 billion on strong earnings. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.